This is Rabbi Haber. I hope this finds you well. We're up to Perek Lamed Gimel, chapter 33 in Psalms, and it begins, Ranenu Tzadikim V'Hashem, Tzadikim, righteous people, rejoice in Hashem, sing to Hashem. And it's clearly a continuation of the previous Psalm, which ended, Harninu Kol Yisrael Lev, that all those who are thinking justly and are thinking in a straight way should raise their voices in song. And here we go. Ranenu Tzadikim Hashem. Here's the actual song. La'isharim Navasila, the one that's fitting for those people who are just and are thinking straight. And it goes through such a varied dichotomy of praise that it's hard to pull together, but I think that's exactly the point of this mizmor, of this psalm. We say it every week in the Psukei de Zimra on Shabbos. I had a friend who had a son who was 10 years old, and thank God, Baruch Hashem, he's doing well right now. But at the age of 10, he had a tumor, and they had to bring him to various specialists and to chemo. And this 10-year-old boy was not having the easiest of times. There's a fabulous organization known as Chai Lifeline, and Chai Lifeline was there for this child and for his parents. And one of the things Chai Lifeline did was they gave the boy and his father a free ticket to Six Flags. And so they went on a trip to a certain city, and he had to get his chemo and see the specialist. But afterwards, they go to Six Flags. And this young boy, a very special young boy, comes to Six Flags, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's very weak, and he hasn't got hair, and he's got a baseball cap on his head, both because he needs a yarmulke, but also to hide his bald head so he doesn't feel self-conscious. But he loves roller coasters. And so they come to the roller coaster, and everyone's smiling, and everyone's obviously being very understanding while doing their best not to make this young boy feel self-conscious. And they come, and they all get onto the elevator, the roller coaster, and they're holding on, and they're strapped in. And then the lady who's in charge of the roller coaster, the attendant, she goes around and she tells everyone to take off their hat. Except when she gets to this boy, she takes one look at the boy and she realizes that he's obviously going through something. She realizes that he can't take off his hat. He's going to be very self-conscious taking off his hat, so she doesn't tell him to take off his hat. She tells every single other person on the roller coaster to take their hat off, but this boy, she leaves alone and lets him leave his hat on. And the boy turns very innocently to his father, and he says to his father, "How come she didn't tell me to take off my hat?" And the father looks at his son, and the last thing he wants to say is, "Well, she can tell that you're going through a lot." He doesn't want his son to feel self-conscious, so he says something ingenious. He says, "The reason why they tell everyone to take off their hats is because when the roller coaster starts to go really fast, and it goes upside down, and it goes through corkscrews, lots of things happen, and people's hats fly off, and people's yarmulkes fly off, and then afterwards they have to go back, and they have to crawl under the roller coaster and find all the hats and all the yarmulkes and all the loose belongings, and they have to figure out who belongs to what and what belongs to who." He said, "They can't do that." He said, "But they can watch one hat, and they can retrieve one hat." He says, "So every time they go on a ride on the roller coaster, they choose one passenger, and they watch that passenger's hat. He's the designated passenger whose hat is going to be watched. That they can handle one hat, and you're the designated passenger, and they're going to be watching you, and they're going to be making sure your hat doesn't fall off. And if it does, they're going to watch and see exactly where it goes, and they're going to stop the roller coaster, and they're going to go, and they'll get the hat, and they'll bring it right back to you." Such a beautiful story. But even more beautiful is the fact that that's what Hashem does for us every single day. We have here this mizmor. The psalm starts off with Ranu Tzadikim B'Hashem, that we want to praise Hashem. It talks about how Hashem makes the skies, how Hashem made the earth. Kones kaned mehayom. Hashem is able to contain the sea in a way that no levee and no dam and no type of other man-made instrument or implement is able to do. And then it says, after all that, Enei Hashem el yireyov. Hashem's eyes are on those who fear of. Fear him, lamiachlim lachasto, to those who await his kindness. Hashem is actually able to have his eyes on every single one of us as we go through life, as we go through the twists and the turns and the loops and the corkscrews and the ups and the downs and the fasts and the slows of life. we know that Hashem is watching us. Hinei ein Hashem el yireiv. Hashem is watching us. Hashem's on top of us. He'll see exactly what happens to us. And if something does happen to us, he can always go pick up the pieces and help us out and bring us back together again. And that's how we end this mizmor, the psalm, Yichastecha Hashem aleinu. We say, Hashem, just please give us your kindness. Shebi upon us, kashiyachanu lach. Just like we have yearned for you. We yearn for Hashem, and Hashem is actually watching us, and he's actually taking care of us. His eyes are always on us to make sure that we're okay and that we'll be taken care of. Be well.